Secure Transactions, Week 4, Lecture, Perfection of Security Interests, Introduction to Perfection. In the world of secure transactions, the concept of perfection stands as a cornerstone of the legal framework designed to protect the interests of creditors. Perfection of a security interest is a critical procedure that solidifies a creditor's claim on collateral against third parties, including other creditors and bankruptcy trustees. This detailed discussion explores the purpose, importance, and practical implications of perfection in secured transactions. The purpose of perfection. Perfection is a legal process that secures a creditor's interest in the collateral provided by a debtor. This process is governed by Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, in the United States, which provides a uniform set of rules applicable across states. The primary purposes of perfection include establishing legal priority. Perfection establishes the priority of the creditor's claim over the claims of other creditors. This is particularly important in competitive lending environments where multiple creditors might have interests in the same collateral. In the event of the debtor's default or bankruptcy, perfected interests are prioritized, ensuring that the first to perfect their interest generally has the first claim to the collateral. Providing public notice. Filing a financing statement as part of the perfection process serves as a public notice to other potential creditors and interested parties about the secured party's interest in the collateral. This transparency helps manage the expectations of subsequent creditors and reduces the likelihood of legal disputes over the collateral. Legal protection in default and bankruptcy. In cases where a debtor defaults on their obligations or declares bankruptcy, a perfected security interest ensures that the secured party can enforce their rights to seize and liquidate the collateral. This ability to recover the value of the collateral is crucial for the creditor to mitigate financial losses. Importance of perfection in secured transactions. The importance of perfection can be understood through its impact on various aspects of secured transactions. Risk management. For creditors, perfection is a risk management tool. It secures their investment and ensures that, in the hierarchy of creditors, they have a superior claim. This security can influence the terms of the loan, including interest rates and loan amounts, as a perfected interest reduces the lender's risk exposure. Encouraging lending. By providing a clear pathway to recover investments through collateral, perfection encourages lenders to offer credit. This is especially significant in business contexts, where large sums may be lent based on the security provided by collateral.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Economic stability. Perfection contributes to economic stability by ensuring that secured lending is a safe and viable financial practice. It provides a predictable outcome in cases of default, thereby stabilizing the credit market and encouraging economic activity. Legal clarity and efficiency. The process of perfection, particularly through the filing of public financing statements, offers legal clarity and operational efficiency in financial transactions. It reduces the administrative burden of proving a security interest in court and streamlines the process of debt recovery. The practical implications of perfection. Understanding the practical implications of perfection requires an appreciation of the methods used to perfect a security interest and the situations in which these methods are applicable. Filing a financing statement, UCC-1. This is the most common method of perfection and is applicable to a wide range of collateral types, except where possession or control is required by statute. The filing provides a publicly accessible record of the security interest. Possession of the collateral. For tangible movable assets like equipment or inventory, possession by the secured party can perfect a security interest. This method is immediate and visible, providing a clear signal to other parties that the collateral is encumbered. Control. For certain types of collateral like deposit accounts or electronic chattel paper, perfection is achieved through control. This could mean that the secured party becomes the designated beneficiary of the account or obtains control through agreement with the institution holding the deposit. The process of perfection is integral to the practice of secured transactions. It not only protects the interests of creditors, but also maintains the orderliness and reliability of the credit system. By clearly establishing the legal rights and priorities concerning collateral, perfection helps mitigate risks associated with lending and promotes economic stability through enhanced credit availability. Understanding and navigating the complexities of this process are essential for legal professionals, creditors, and businesses alike to effectively operate within the realms of secured finance. Methods of perfection in secured transactions. In the realm of secured transactions, ensuring the legal protection of a creditor's investment in the collateral pledged by a debtor is paramount. Perfection of a security interest is the legal process that provides this protection by making the security interest enforceable against third parties, including subsequent creditors and bankruptcy trustees. Understanding the methods of perfection, which vary based on the type of collateral and the jurisdiction, is crucial for legal practitioners and parties involved in secured transactions. This comprehensive exploration discusses the major methods of perfection, focusing particularly on the filing of a financing statement, UCC1, and examines other methods such as possession and control. 1. Filing a financing statement, UCC1. Procedure. Filing a UCC1 financing statement is the most common method of perfection for security interests under Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. This method involves submitting a document that publicly records the creditor's security interest in the collateral offered by the debtor. Key components of a UCC1 financing statement include: debtor's name. Accurate identification of the debtor is crucial as errors can invalidate the filing. It should match the legal name on official records. Secured party's name. The financing statement must clearly identify the creditor or the secured party claiming the interest. Description of the collateral. The collateral must be described sufficiently to allow third parties to identify the collateral subject to the security interest. This can be a specific description or a generic description if it covers all assets or a category of assets. Filing process. The UCC1 financing statement is typically filed with the state Secretary of State office, though local filing may be necessary for certain types of collateral like fixtures, which are associated with real estate. Electronic filing systems have become common, allowing for quicker and more efficient filing and searching. Duration and renewal. Once filed, a UCC1 financing statement is effective for 5 years. It can be extended by filing a continuation statement within 6 months before the expiration of the initial 5-year period. Failure to renew can lead to the lapse of the perfection, making the security interest unperfected and vulnerable to priority challenges by other creditors. Applicability. The UCC1 filing is applicable to a wide range of personal property, including but not limited to equipment, inventory, accounts receivable, and general intangibles. This method is favored for its broad applicability and the public notice it provides, which is crucial for the transparency and reliability of commercial transactions. I-1. Perfection by possession. Procedure. Perfection by possession involves the physical possession of the collateral by the secured party. This method is direct and effective immediately upon the secured party taking possession of the collateral. Types of collateral suitable for this method: tangible goods such as machinery, vehicles, and artworks are typically perfected by possession. Negotiable instruments and tangible bearer securities also fall under this category, where possession clearly indicates security interest. Legal implications: possession must be maintained continuously to keep the security interest perfected. If the secured party relinquishes possession back to the debtor or another party, the perfection is jeopardized unless other methods of perfection are applied. Advantages and disadvantages: the main advantage of this method is the clear, unequivocal evidence of the secured interest it provides. However, it may not always be practical or desirable, especially for collateral that the debtor needs to use in their business operations, such as equipment or vehicles. 3. Perfection by control. Procedure. Perfection by control is used primarily for collateral that is either intangible or represented by electronic records, such as deposit accounts, electronic chattel paper, or investment securities. Types of collateral suitable for this method: deposit accounts. Control is achieved when the secured party becomes the bank at which the deposit account is maintained, or the debtor and the bank agree that the bank will comply with instructions from the secured party without further consent from the debtor. Electronic chattel paper and investment securities. Control involves taking steps to ensure that the secured party has authority to direct the disposition of the funds or securities. Legal implications. Control must be maintained as per the specific requirements of the type of collateral to ensure continuous perfection. Advantages and disadvantages. Control allows the debtor to continue using or operating the collateral, for example, securities or deposit accounts, while giving the secured party assurance of priority. However, establishing control can be complex and requires cooperation from third parties such as banks or other financial institutions. Understanding the various methods of perfection is crucial for securing the interests of creditors in secured transactions. Each method, whether filing a financing statement, taking possession, or obtaining control, serves specific types of collateral and offers distinct advantages and legal protections. Perfection by possession of collateral. In the realm of secured transactions, perfection by possession stands as a straightforward and often unequivocal method for securing a creditor's interest in collateral. This method involves the physical possession of the collateral by the secured party or a third party designated by agreement between the debtor and the secured party. This exploration delves into the procedure for this method of perfection, its applicability to different types of collateral, the legal implications, and the practical considerations for both secured parties and debtors. 1. Introduction to perfection by possession. Perfection by possession is one of the oldest methods of securing a creditor's interest in collateral. Under Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, this method provides a clear public demonstration of the secured party's rights to specific assets, reducing the potential for disputes regarding ownership and priority among creditors. 2. Procedure for perfection by possession. Establishing possession. The secured party must take physical control of the collateral. This transfer of possession must be actual rather than constructive, meaning the secured party or an appointed custodian physically holds the collateral. The possession must be continuous. Any interruption may void the perfection unless possession is promptly regained or another method of perfection, such as filing a financing statement, is used. Documenting the transfer. While perfection by possession does not necessarily require formal documentation, maintaining records of the transfer and the terms under which possession is held can be crucial for legal clarity and in case of disputes. A written agreement detailing the scope of possession and the rights of each party helps solidify the understanding and provides evidence of the secured party's legitimate interest in the collateral. Role of third parties. In cases where a third party holds the collateral, agreements must clearly delineate the responsibilities and authority of the third party. The third party acts as a custodian and must acknowledge that they hold the collateral for the benefit of the secured party. 3. Applicability of perfection by possession. Types of collateral suitable for this method. Tangible goods, such as machinery, vehicles, artworks, and other physical objects that can be moved and stored. Documents of title, including bills of lading or warehouse receipts, which represent control over goods that may not be physically movable by the secured party directly. Instruments, such as promissory notes or stocks that are in bearer form. Advantages of perfection by possession. Immediate perfection. Perfection is achieved as soon as possession is taken, without the need for any filings or additional administrative steps. Public notice. Physical possession serves as a clear sign to third parties that the secured party has a claim over the collateral, thus preventing claims of ignorance by subsequent creditors or purchasers. Definitive proof. Possession is often viewed as the most definitive proof of a secured interest, minimizing disputes over priority or ownership. 4. Legal implications. Priority of interest. A security interest perfected by possession generally takes priority over interests perfected by other means, such as filing, if there is a conflict between creditors. Possession also provides a strong defense against claims by other parties, including trustees in bankruptcy, particularly when the possession predates other claims. Risks and challenges. Risk of loss or damage. The secured party assumes the risk of loss or damage to the collateral while it is in their possession, which might necessitate insurance or other protective measures. Operational challenges. Holding possession of collateral can be impractical, especially for assets that the debtor needs to use in their business operations, such as vehicles or machinery. Practical considerations and strategy. Handling collateral needs. For debtors, negotiating agreements that allow for the operational use of the collateral while still providing security to the creditor can be complex but crucial. Flexibility in terms. Agreements might include provisions for periodic access to the collateral by the debtor under supervised conditions or other creative solutions that balance the needs of the debtor and the security requirements of the creditor. Long-term storage and maintenance. The secured party must consider the costs and logistics of storing and maintaining the collateral, particularly for large or sensitive items. This includes considerations of space, security, and preservation of the collateral's value. Perfection by possession is a potent and effective method for securing a creditor's interest in tangible collateral. Its directness and the clear public notice it provides make it a preferred choice in many scenarios, particularly where tangible goods are involved. However, the responsibilities and risks associated with physically holding the collateral necessitate careful planning and management by the secured party. As such, understanding both the legal framework and practical implications of this method is essential for anyone engaged in secured transactions. Perfection by control of collateral. In the landscape of secured transactions, control represents a critical method for perfecting security interests, particularly when dealing with intangible assets or rights. This method of perfection ensures that a secured party has legal authority over the collateral, significantly enhancing the party's ability to enforce their rights, especially in scenarios of default or bankruptcy. This detailed exploration discusses the mechanisms of achieving control, the types of collateral it applies to, and the practical and legal implications of this method. 1. Introduction to perfection by control. Perfection by control is governed primarily by Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, which outlines specific provisions for different types of collateral. The overarching goal of achieving control is to establish a secured party's priority over other creditors and to provide a clear, enforceable right against the collateral in question. Unlike physical possession, control pertains mainly to intangible assets or rights, where physical possession is not possible or practical. 2. Mechanisms of achieving control. The procedure for gaining control over collateral varies significantly based on the type of collateral involved. Each category of collateral has distinct requirements for what constitutes control, reflecting the unique nature and typical uses of these assets in commerce. A. Deposit accounts. Becoming the account holder, the most straightforward method for a secured party to gain control over a deposit account is to become the account holder themselves. This arrangement gives the secured party direct access to the funds and unilateral authority to manage the account. Control agreement. More commonly, control is achieved through an agreement in which the debtor, the secured party, and the financial institution holding the account agree that the institution will follow the instructions of the secured party concerning the disposition of the funds in the account without further consent from the debtor. B. Investment securities. Direct holding. Control over certificated securities can be obtained by the secured party taking possession of the securities if they are in certificated form. Indirect holding. For uncertificated securities or securities held in a securities account, control is achieved when the securities intermediary agrees to follow orders from the secured party without further consent from the debtor